following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's Colin. 1-800-Flowers.com knows that Thanksgiving is a special time to spend with family and friends. That's why they've created beautiful centerpieces that bring smiles to your Thanksgiving celebration. They're amazing. 1-800-Flowers.com Thanksgiving Harvest Centerpiece was created just for this holiday. It's a handcrafted autumn centerpiece. It has a bounty of roses, sunflowers, lilies, and more. Sending this gift brings warmth to any room and color to any Thanksgiving celebration, even if you can't be there in person. For a limited time, when you order the Thanksgiving Harvest Centerpiece from 1-800-Flowers.com, use my name and you'll receive a free upgrade to a larger centerpiece for just $29.99, a $10 savings. That means more beautiful flowers and a larger centerpiece for free. Plus, it's available for same-day delivery. How sweet is that? Don't wait. Order it now. A Thanksgiving arrangement nobody will soon forget. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com from your desktop or mobile device. Click on the radio mic upper right side, enter Colin. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin, or call 1-800-Flowers and mention...
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagna, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us here from Cunningham's Journal for our Wednesday Husker Lunch. And coming up, not only are we talking Huskers, but we talk Lopers with our Loper link. Kevin Chaney, the head basketball coach of the UNK Women, is going to join us here in just a couple of moments. We'll also have Sean Callahan from Husker Online joining us. And, of course, the regular routine is we do the Doug and Daddy Show from 11 to 12 here on ESPN Radio. And then from 12 to 1, Sean Callahan or Steve Sipple. This week it's Sean talks football, recapping the previous week's game, which was another come-from-behind against Penn State, previewing Minnesota, which... if there's ever going to be a spot for a letdown, Northwestern, yeah, and this one is one of them. And we saw what happened at Northwestern. So we'll find out what happens. I got a little bit better feeling about this one just because of the Minnesota makeup, but we'll hear that. And answering all your questions, that's the best part about it. Sean's here till 1 o'clock, and he answers all of your Husker football questions, and maybe even a little bit broader scale here. If you want to talk the Heisman Trophy, if you want to talk about the new stuff that came out this morning, and this is expected to happen, Bo Pelini's name in these .com websites is, I guess, the best way to refer to them. These .com websites, he is having his name bannered about, not by the school, not by the university, not by Bo, but by other people that would be looking at potential candidates. Arkansas, Auburn are two of those that I have seen overnight and that are starting to make their way around those .com spots.
Well, that's normal and natural because, again, he has those connections to the SEC, being at LSU as the defensive coordinator for national championship years. So having that kind of connection, that's going to happen. And those .coms are covering their keisters a little bit because what if they didn't have that long list and somehow they had that surprising announcement of somebody that was outside that list? So they throw a big blanket out there, and it covers a little bit of everybody. So, but again, I don't think you read too much into that, at least at first. If it lingers for a week or two, now there's something to it.
You know, Bo already has to say, I don't know nothing about it. I don't know nothing about it. So there you go. We'll talk about that, what the interest level would even be for Coach Pelini possibly at some point leaving this program. So that's all coming up. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. And, of course, you can always email us to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Live from Cunningham's for our weekly Husker Lunch. Come on down, the Wednesday special, 8 wings, $5, 8 choices of different sauces to put on, and whatever you want to come in and watch, whether it's basketball, whether it's football, There's no hockey, but everything else that's on, they've got it for you.
And extended, rub that in.
Extended happy hour from 11 to 9 on weekends with domestic buckets for only $11. Come in and enjoy lunch, an evening meal, or just a good time with your friends anytime here at Cunningham's. Also, we got basketball season underway here on ESPN last night with maybe a couple of upsets. Duke took care of defending national champ Kentucky, and Michigan State edged Kansas. We see more of this in basketball than we do in football because they can't.
Yeah, well, they play each other. You know, there's 40 games at the play. You know, with the obviously you got your conference schedule. Have a very long non-conference schedule. And what's different between this and football? There's only going to be two teams playing for a national championship. There's going to be 65 teams on the men's side, 65 on the women's side. So all you want to do is build your resume, and playing good competition is going to help you build your resume. Even if you do lose, you can have those good losses. And it was a bit of an upset, I think, Michigan State winning against Kansas, but not a huge one, really. But it was a little bit of an upset. And I don't think the Kentucky game was an upset at all. They're so young, it's going to take them a while to figure out how to play with each other, because every year Calipari is having a new team that he has to revamp every
illegally
year.
Illegally recruiting?
Yeah. Oh. I don't know about illegally recruiting. I just think, you know, with the level of success, it just makes it that much easier to recruit those kids. And I think they fully understand if you're one of the best basketball players in the country, you're going to play as a freshman. I mean, that's what you do at Kentucky now. That's who they become. And you can't argue with the success. I mean, you can't argue with that.
Two things. Rough night for Kentucky basketball last night. When's the last time the men and the women lost on the same night? Baylor thumped the Kentucky women, who are ranked sixth in the country, and the tournament field has expanded now. There's 68 teams.
Is it? Oh, well, okay. I apologize. I thought it was 65.
By the way, Omaha got basketball in 2015. That's great. Anytime that the men's tournament, any part of it. And I think it's better that they get the second and third round instead of a national semifinal or the regional final, because you get to see six games instead of just three. But tonight, you can go watch the home opener for the UNK women's basketball team, and that takes us to the start of our Loper Link, brought to you by Charter West, National Bank of Kearney. You have the reasons, they have the loans. See Russ Smith today. And we welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show, Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter, Kevin Chaney, the head women's basketball coach. And Coach, the season is underway, but the home opener is tonight. And great to see you again.
Good to see you guys as well, too.
Man, there's just a lot of newness to this basketball team. You're still trying to mold this into your image, your coaching style, the players that you want, getting the mixture of Nebraska kids with the mixture of outstate kids. And I think we're already seeing, and I want to address this, we are seeing the influence of your background as opposed to previous coaches, because the out-of-state kids are coming from farther out-of-state. They're not bordering states. They're from California because of your connections in a variety of other places. Talk about how that process is going for you so far.
Well, it's going pretty good. It's going really well. You know, of course, we have to keep our contacts, you know, where we're originally from. The bottom line is, you know, we have to get the pieces of the puzzle in order for us to build the team for us to compete. And, you know, I'll be honest, Nebraska isn't blessed with a lot of, say, tall players, you know, post players. If they are, they're probably playing volleyball. So, you know, we have to go out and find them wherever they are, wherever they may be. So if that, you know, means Texas or Arizona or outside of the state, that's what we have to do. My number one focus is to get the Nebraska kids first. You know, if we have that opportunity to recruit them and to be fortunate enough to sign them, then that's what we really want to do. But, you know, we want to win basketball games. So, you know, if we have a piece of the puzzle that's out of state and we can't find it here, then we've got to go out and do it.
Following up a little bit, you mentioned you don't have a lot of post players, don't have a lot of height with Nebraska because, again, we're kind of a volleyball state. Is there some skilled kids out there that you feel that you're in the recruiting area for some of those, you know, the backcourt areas, that sort of thing?
Well, it's real interesting because nowadays you'll see a lot in this five position, are a lot of international kids. You know, when you look at the junior colleges, and I'm not opposed to getting junior college kids as well, too. As a matter of fact, they help jumpstart your program. And a lot of those student athletes are international. And that's another, you know, it's a struggle at times, you know, getting the international kids at UNK as well, too. So we're working on it. I'm working with the international department because, you know, if I've got 15 kids on the roster and they're all from the local junior colleges and they're international student athletes, I want to be able to recruit them and be able to get them in, you know. But right now, you know, it's a complex situation getting the international athletes in here. So, you know, something that we're working on a daily basis.
UNK women's basketball coach Kevin Chaney is joining us here to talk a little Loper women's basketball. Not a lot of the good things came out for your basketball team. You're picked at the bottom of the MIAA. You're trying to turn things around from last year. You'll lose a lot of scoring from last year. Anybody can sit here and just keep piling that on you and piling that on you. How are you dealing with that? We know that you're not the favorites to do anything this year. You're trying to, as I said, to mold this team. So how is everybody handling that right now?
Well, you know, obviously we have challenges in front of us. Everyone seems to feel that, or the media feels that that's where we're going to be, in the bottom of the conference, and we feel differently. So we're young. We're working really hard in practice. We had a couple of good exhibition games where, you know, we did some really good things, and we're trying to build on that right now. So we're just going to come out and play basketball. You know, we're trying to improve every day in practice, every day, every game, learn something from it, and not make those same mistakes, and build this program to where, you know, we've got a tough schedule. I mean, every single team that we play is going to be tough teams. And as you guys were saying earlier, you know, that builds the character of the team. And you want to be there, you know, in postseason play, so you want to be tested. And that's what we're looking forward to. We're looking forward to the challenge.
Coach, what are we going to see as a team? I mean, what are you kind of hanging your hat on? Is it tenacious defense? You're an outside shooting team. Characterize your team for us.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I'm not sure what the identity of the team is just yet. You know, we've had just a couple exhibition games. I think we can be a good defensive team. I think we can be a good transition team because we're pretty fast. We get up and down the floor. But right now, I'm not exactly sure what the identity of this team is. Each team, you know, every year will have a different identity. You know, we're still working towards that right now. We're still working towards it. But lots of improvement, lots of youngsters on the team that are stepping up and doing real well early. So, you know, it might be like a Coach Calipari. Might be a lot of freshmen out there playing. You never know.
Tonight, home game. Tell us a little bit about the home opener.
I'll tell you, Sioux Falls is a great challenge for us. I think he was something like 23-3 last year. Very good program Coach Trapp has up there. Probably in Division II, one of the leading three-point shooting teams in the nation. They shot about 700 of them last year. You know, last game they put up 38-3. So, you know, that's where their identity is. They hang their hat on that three-point shooting opportunities that they get, and you know, they're pretty good at it. So, of course, that's something that we're going to try to take away tonight and have them do something else other than knock down threes on us all night long. So we're excited about the game. We feel it's a good challenge, and it would be a good win if we're successful.
Now, Kevin, I know this is maybe a little bit more of the guy type of mentality. Kevin Chaney, women's basketball coach of the Lopers. I just remember that, you know, kind of, I'm long enough ago that 3-point line wasn't down there when we played in high school. So this was implemented in intramurals and town team and things like that. They start making too many threes. Do you start showing them the first row of the bench, or how does a coach, you know,
yeah, the
intimidate. I don't know if intimidate's the word, but try to do more than get a hand in their face. Some people use that as a tactic.
Yeah, well, we're going to be close. We're going to be close and in their shorts. At least that's what the game plan is. You know, that's what they do well. That's what they love to do, and we've got to take that away. I mean, that's the number one focus tonight is we've got to take that away and hopefully get them to, you know, take the ball to the basket and shoot shots that they're not more comfortable with. So we're excited about tonight's contest. You know, it's a good team. Very good team, and you know, it's a great home opener for us, and we're excited.
Offensively, where's your punch going to come from? I mean, is it you're going to try to do some transition, or where's your offensive punch going
to
come from?
You know, to be honest with you, our offense is going to be the open player. We execute our offense pretty well, and you know, that open player, if we hit him, that's the person that's going to knock down the shot. We've gotten quite a bit of scoring from our point guards this year, from Ivy Jones, Nicole Arp. But, you know, I think any given game, if we hit that open player, it's going to be pretty balanced scoring. I don't think you guys are going to see, you know, 20, 25 points from any individual player. You're going to see more 10, 12, 11, you know, from two or three or four different players. So well, we're pretty balanced like that.
That can be a good thing for a team that has a little bit of youth on it. Tell us about the new kids, what we expect to see. You can even you touched on Nicole there a little bit, trying to just stay healthy for a season would also be great for these upperclassmen. But for the fresh faces, the Loper fans are coming out tonight. Who are some of the new kids you're going to see?
Well, I think the first spark you look forward to watching is Laramie Lewis out of Trenton, Nebraska. She's come on from a D1, D2 program and led us in rebounds last game. She's our defensive stopper out there. So, you know, she's really elevated the level of her game. And, you know, she's one of these coachable student athletes where, you know, you tell her to do something, she goes out there and does it. So I'm thinking about telling her to score 20 points tonight and see what she does. Give me a double-double and see what she does. But, she's a bright spark that's kind of given us a little lift with her energy and her tenacity out there. And, Sydney Seeberger is coming along as well, too. This league, this team is so much bigger and stronger than what some of these kids may have experienced in high school. So, you know, she's learning and getting better every day. So, you know, we're looking forward to them continually to improve and being able to step in there and help.
You have Nicole and Ivy both listed as point guards. They play point guard for you. Will there be times that both of them are on the court at the same time?
You know, that's tough because, you don't really have a backup after that. So their chances are it probably won't be on the court at the same time. You know, it just depends on the situation because towards the end of the game, they might be. You know, if we need ball handlers in the game, there's a possibility. So just given the situation, just on a regular basis, having my two point guards when I only have two in there at the same time, I probably won't do that.
Talking for just another minute here with Kevin Chaney, the head women's basketball coach at UNK. Home opener tonight against Sioux Falls at 6 o'clock. And then the next two weekends, you're on the road. You get to make a couple of neat trips. You're going out to California this weekend for a couple of games. And then you're going up to St. Paul, Minnesota to see a couple of traditionally strong programs. Tell us about those two trips.
Well, heading up to San Francisco, we're going to play San Francisco State and Academy of the Arts. And to be honest with you, they're pretty doggone good this year. You know, San Francisco State just upset University of Nevada, you know, where I started my career. Division I team, they went into their house and upset them. So very, very talented team at San Francisco State. So we've got our work cut out for us, you know, very athletic. I've seen Academy of the Art play as well, too. She's got about two or three D1 transfers. So immediately they're a better program than they were last year. So and they've got experience on the team now as well, too. So anytime you get these D1 transfers where they can play right away, they've got some experience and, you know, they want to make a name for themselves. So, we've got a tough schedule and we're going to be tested, but, we're up for the challenge. We're looking forward to that trip. Then we come back, we've got Minnesota, you know, we open up with Northern State, who is always solid. Coach has been there forever. Mm-hmm. And, always builds a quality program. And then Concordia, you know, who is, you know, always one of those ranked teams in the NSIC. So they're hosting the tournament. But we're looking forward to playing some good basketball. We're trying to improve every game and go out there and compete and try and bring home some victories.
Between now and Christmas is kind of that one third of the way mark. It's kind of that early season. What would be a successful mark for you, whether it be record or what you're doing or what have you? How will you gauge that your program is heading in the direction you want it to when that Christmas break rolls around?
Well, what we're trying to do is get those victories early, you know, try to build some momentum going in. MIAA starts their season a little bit late. So before Christmas, we're only going to be two games into the conference. So, we've got a lot more conference play after that. So this is really preseason games going in. And you know, I'd love to have a positive record going into those MIAA games. So, you know, every game we're going to take it just one at a time and try to get that victory and continue to improve because it's all about the conference. You know, it's all about the MIAA conference and making a good showing for UNK.
There's only a couple of home games, folks, to come out and watch the women before the first of the year, actually. And in oddity here, you're going to have 22 days of game time off. You'll practice, obviously, but December 8th, you go to Northwest Missouri State, and then you don't play again until South Dakota Mines comes in December the 30th. That's a pretty big break, Coach.
Yeah, and it, not by my doing, let me tell you. That's tough. That's going to be very tough not to have games in there. You know, we tried to schedule some, but, you know, we really couldn't do it. And with a moratorium in Division II, you know, December 19th or 16th through the 26th, the kids have off. So, you know, we can't do anything in that period anyway. But I don't like having that big of a break. Obviously, it helps if, you know, you have people that are injured or, you know, something to that effect. But, you know, it's going to make it real tough to come back. We did schedule School of the Mines, South Dakota School of the Mines in December just to get a game in prior to getting back into conference play. But, you know, it's the way the MIAA does their schedules. You know, they don't schedule that many games in December. And, you know, that's kind of, you know, the cards we were dealt.
Wayne, Shadron, just nothing there, huh?
Well, we tried to get a game with Shadron. Wayne was all booked up. We tried to get a game with Shadron, and we were scheduled for a Friday, and they forgot to check their basketball schedule, their volleyball schedule. So we couldn't do it. You know, you see the men, our men just, you know, are playing like four or five games in, you know, in 5 days. I just couldn't do that, you know. That was the only time that we could have played Shadron, but I would rather spread my games out a little bit more, you know. It just, you know, I just thought it would just be too tough, you know, going into season, playing, you know, games back-to-back.
Is there a silver lining in there in terms of being able to kind of reevaluate and kind of reacquaint yourselves and tighten the team up a little bit at that point?
Sure, there's positives, you know, and having some time off where you can work and you know, put in some new things and tighten up some offenses, defenses of that nature. But again, being able to play and get out there and play, you know, you see that happen in so many other sports where they have time off prior to a playoff and they come out and they're rusty, you know, and, you know, being battle tested and playing tough teams is always good, you know, and having that much time off, it's a concern, but, you know, we're all in the same boat. So, you know, we're just going to have to be ready.
Well, Coach, good luck in the home opener tonight, and we look forward to again chatting with you throughout the season. We'll pick up a few more wins.
Sounds good. Appreciate it. Thanks for having us.
Kevin Chaney, the head women's basketball coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show at Cunningham's Journal. 6 o'clock is the tip-off tonight. Go out, as we said, they've only got two home games before the first of the year, so go out and cheer on the kids. If you got the local kids again, you got Seaberger from Lexington, you got Art from Kearney, and as he said, Laramie Lewis from just down the road, played at Hitchcock County, All-Stater, and this is a team that has some building to do, has some growing to do, but they've got some games, I think, there that they can do. But those are going to be tough games on the road. There's going to be a tough hill to climb here, and they're just going to have to, as Coach said, continue to try and build.
Well, that old saying is, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. You're certainly going to find out where you need to, you know, where the leaks are, you know, where the problems are going to be in the dam in terms of being able to find out what you need to fix. And that's the advantage of that. And then, again, with that break, that may not be all bad. I understand Coach, and he's absolutely right. You want to be tested. You don't want to get rusty in the middle of the season.
Well, it's horrible.
But I do think that there is a positive to if there's some problems that we need to, that you work on, you have time to work on. I'm with you. You'd rather not have it, and I agree with that. I'm just trying to be that eternal optimist that I am.
That it has been.
I am Mr. Sunshine.
Back in the day, I was the other guy on the show, you know, but I just can't see that there's any enough benefit here. You cannot go in any sport 22 days off. In fact,
you don't want to. You don't want to do that. Half of that would be about right. Half of that.
And I know this is Loper Link, and I'm going to talk some Hastings College here in a minute. I'm a little worried about Hastings College volleyball. They don't play till the 27th in the national tournament. They were done last week.
That's an absolute worst time for that. The advantage for UNK, if you got to pick it, the advantage for the UNK women is in that those 22 days, you still have a lot of basketball left. You'll get back up to where you want to be. You don't have time to restart the engines while you're getting ready to play for a national championship for volleyball. You just don't have time for that. So I think that the schedule for Hastings College volleyball is absolutely terrible. I think there's some positive things to having a little time off for the UNK women. Yeah, I'm with you.
I'll take this to another level here. Now that UNO is out of the picture as a Division II program, that leaves us three, right? UNK, Wayne, and Shadron in the state of Nebraska?
Yeah.
How can these institutions not get together and play in everything? Everything. I mean, I know you can't do football because you've jammed your schedule with all conference games,
yeah.
But volleyball and basketball and baseball and softball and wrestling and whatever. I know they don't all have all of those sports,
and
but
this is
how can you not get together and get that done?
This
you have
probably,
to have an agreement between those schools.
And it's probably below the pay grade of members of the Board of Regents. It's probably below that, you know, in terms of this decision being made. But somebody, I think, in that level should say, look, this makes sense, and keep the money in the family, because the university system and the Board of Regents are working at these institutions and the State College Board. I understand that there's a little bit of a difference in there, but we're all taxpayers in the state. Try to keep that money in the family in terms of generating that revenue, playing each other, and cutting costs. I'm with you. It makes sense that they all get together, and there's no reason not to do it. And I don't know. Maybe it's that strained relationship because UNK left the conference, and maybe it's just it's going to take a little time to evolve and make these schedules work a little bit better now that it's changed just in the last year with UNK going to a new conference. No, I don't know. I'm with you. It makes sense that they would do it, and it's terrible that they're not.
You pay taxes?
Weekly, very, very weekly.
Also with our Loper link today, let's review a couple of other the sporting events that are going on. This football season came to an end with a 30-23 loss to Fort Hays State. We had Daryl Morris on yesterday. The all-conference selections came out for the Loper football team, and they had two men make it to the second team, which would be what's expected for the season that they had. Cole Manhart on the offensive line and Sam Cook in the defensive backfield. All-conference volleyball is not out yet because they still have the tournament going on, but the volleyball team did cruise last night. Big weekend win. They have the D2 National Player of the Week in volleyball. We talked with Coach Squires that it was amazing that Katie Sokolowski hadn't won it. Well, Liz McGowan gets it, the libero, which I think is a little interesting, too, that a libero would get it, but that's great recognition and great job by Liz. They beat Washburn in Central Missouri over the weekend to get the MIAA title. Now UNK will host Emporia State 7 o'clock Friday, and Truman, Washburn and Central Missouri will play at 5 on Friday here in Kearney, followed by the Loper game. Then the championship is Saturday night, also in Kearney, no matter what. At 7 o'clock, so go out and check that out. The men lost last night to Hastings College, but they had 21 turnovers. They were negative 12 in the turnover department. 87-75 was the final score in that ball game, Randy.
And at least it shows that they can score some points.
Comes off of the 96-75 win out at Shadron.
And it usually your defenses definitely will get better. Sometimes you either have that offensive punch or you don't. And I think we're seeing that UNK does have some offensive punch. And that's been something that has kind of been up and down the last few years. And I think that's probably a good sign. Obviously, you know, Hastings is a game. It's a rivalry game. And that's a big deal at Hastings. And you play there. There's a lot of energy in Lynn Farrell Arena when UNK comes to town. So I don't think that loss is as bad as what some people might think that it is. But it'd be nice to pick up a win, being 0-3. Yeah.
And it was the third road game in as many days.
Yeah.
So they played three games. They're 1-2. They play Hastings in Kearney on December the 18th. And tomorrow night, they do go play at Wayne State. The wrestling team, well, they're getting ready for a big-time action as well. They will be hosting their Loper invite this weekend. That's always big.
And Coach Bauer has them, I mean, defending national champions. That is a tremendous program. If you have an inkling at all about an appreciation for athletics, the wrestling team will make you proud. And that's those are fun events, the wrestling invitationals, as well as their duels when they have those. That's a pretty good time.
There is a Loper lunch tomorrow at the Health and Sports Center. A variety of coaches will be talking, wrapping up fall, getting ready for winter sports tomorrow at the Health and Sports Center. So I hope that I've touched on everything. Ariel Krolikowski, Liz McGowan were named the Conference Volleyball Players of the Week with UNK. We need to take a break. Long first segment here. We've got state football playoff to talk about. We've got the Huskers to talk about. Sean Callahan will join us later on in the program. And we are at our Husker lunch here at Cunningham's Journal. As we say, about the last 20 minutes, folks start to file in before 12 noon. So come on in. Enjoy a great lunch today here at Cunningham's. Get registered for the 70-inch HD TV from Russell's Appliance. Our Super Bowl party, sponsored by Cunningham's at the end of the season. Just by coming to the Husker lunch today, you get signed up for that. So we'll take a break. Be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show. The Loper Link is brought to you by Russ Smith at Charter West National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from FHA, VA, RD, and conventional home loans, and for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, they have the loans at Charter West National Bank.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collections, and negotiate negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-226-8184. That's 800-226-8184.
When it comes to Husker game day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal, the best place to watch all your favorite sports. Have a great bite to eat, drink the coldest draft beer in town, and most importantly, watch the Husker game on the huge 10-foot projector screen. This year, every time you come for the game, you can register to win a 70-inch HD TV from Russell's Supply and a Coors Light Super Bowl party from Cunningham's. If you win, could I come? Anyways, escape ordinary and head to Cunningham's Journal on game day, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
Dedication, commitment. Ordinary folks doing extraordinary things. Whether it's working a field well into the night, supporting a family with that second job, or volunteering to make things better for those around us, you feel that dedication pulsing through our community. Doing what it takes to make things better. That's what makes this a great community and a great state. That's Nebraska. And we're proud to have been born and raised here. Platte Valley State Bank and Trust, your financial center, member FDIC.
Convenient walk-in medical care.
Open when you need us.
Hastings Convenient Care.
No appointments necessary.
From sore throats to broken bones.
Cuts or illnesses.
Hastings Convenient Care is open when you need us.
Open 7 days a week.
Monday through Friday, 1 till 8. Saturday and Sunday, 11 till 5. Program the number in your phone so it's there when you need it.
402-463-6300. Visit online at hastingscare.org.
208 South Burlington, Suite 108, just south of the underpass.
The care you need at the time you need it.
Hastings Convenient Care.
Sunny skies develop across the area today as we head up to about 57 for a high. Winds out of the west-southwest, meanwhile, stay at 5 to 10. Tonight, we'll see skies turn partly to mostly cloudy with a low of 34. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 46.
Hello, Doug and Dan. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live at Cunningham's Journal for our weekly Husker Lunch. Sean Callahan will be on from Husker Online on his duties to talk a little Husker football today from 12 to 1. So we invite you to slide on down. It's free. You don't have to have lunch, but why wouldn't you? Everyone's got to have something to eat, and there's so much great stuff on the menu. You can try out the wing special that they have every Wednesday, or you can try the burger and domestic draft for $6.49. Maybe that's not your deal. They've got pizza. They've got the Journal Bites. You can try the Husker ribs. It's listed as an appetizer, but trust me, for most of you out there, it's a meal. Those are outstanding. In fact, I think I'm Husker ribbing it up again today here at Cunningham.
I have trouble getting away from the wings because they're just so good, but I'll come up with something. I'll come up with something.
Hey, folks, don't forget you can get on our website anytime, listen to a podcast of the show. If you missed any of the interviews, any of our games, and we had some great high school football games here again and volleyball state tournament, they're all up there. We've had some inquiries on our Doug and Daddy Facebook page and the ESPN Facebook page. Glad that you liked the broadcast, and we hope that if you want to go back, it's free. PlatteRiverPreps.com also has the podcast. They also have photos from the games that we've had, including last night at Sutton, the previous night in Shelton, the state volleyball tournament. I know that a lot of people aren't aware of that yet, but it is really catching fire, and we want to let you know that it's all out there. It's all for you to use. Many places you can't get that, and it's free. Use them as you want, and that's just to help out, and we enjoy what we do, and we want you to be able to take advantage of some of the things that we do as well at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Each championship game of the state football playoffs next Monday and Tuesday will be here on ESPN, meaning we have the old one Doug and Daddy show next week. It happens to be Wednesday for the Husker Lunch. Monday and Tuesday, state football. Wednesday, the Husker Lunch. Thursday, Thanksgiving. Friday, college football. And that's what's next week. But tomorrow, Luke Hoover is going to join us here on the Doug and Daddy show to answer your fantasy football questions. Big Ten Network analyst Derek Rackley is going to join us. He's going to be covering the Husker-Minnesota game. We'll talk about what he's seen so far as they've been banged up and they've got a new quarterback and a new center and some things there. But don't forget, you can always go to our website website, ESPNSuperStation.com. Vote on the poll question. A couple of interesting ones here producer Jeff has put up. Yesterday, what do you make of the Lakers hiring Mike D'Antonio over Phil Jackson? 58% of the listeners in NBA starved in Nebraska say it was a good move. I got to find out what Yusuf thinks. He is the man here at Cunningham's. He is a Laker fan. You know, if Phil Jackson didn't want to jump on board, and I said it yesterday, he's already retired twice. Quit going to get the guy. So 58% said good move. 42% said bad move. There's too much here for me to get that great opinion, but I said whatever.
If you're not fully invested, if your head coach isn't fully invested and really chomping at the bit to go, and I never did get the sense that Phil Jackson was like, oh, my God, this is an opportunity. This is awesome. Yeah, sign me up. If he's not chomping at the bit, I really think you want to go with a coach that has the enthusiasm to do it now instead of somebody who's going to rest on their laurels a little bit more. Can't argue with the man's resume. He's got a Hall of Fame quality resume, but you got to do more than just show up. I would point out that Coach Gibbs had a pretty good Hall of Fame resume. That didn't work out real well with coaching over at the Redskins the last time he came off the bench to coach there. I think it'd be somewhat similar to that.
I'm already smelling the good food here at Cunningham's, making me even hungrier. Hey, Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Your poll question for today, we had our first basketball on the air last night. Randy, when do you start watching college basketball? A, you're already watching. B, after football. C, not until the NCAA tournament. Or the old, I don't watch college basketball.
I'm day one. Yeah, I like day one. Wake me when everything's over with, then I'll start paying attention to the NBA. But college basketball, I love college basketball. I'm on board from day one. I watched a couple games last night.
I will, and again, if it's on, if I'm at Cunningham's and there's football, I want basketball. If it's being played, I want it on. To actually pay attention to it, I'll be honest, it is pretty much after football season. I'm paying attention to it because it's my job to talk about and you need to know about it. But to really start getting after it, it's in January.
You do ratchet up. I think after the college bowl season wraps up, and the NBA, the NFL still playing at that point, but that's really for me when I ratchet up. But also college basketball ratchets up more then too, because now you're getting into those conference games. Now you're getting into North Carolina Duke, and you're getting, you know, that's when it begins to kind of ratchet up.
You're also getting Duke Wake Forest. Well, you're getting Nebraska,
but there's usually a good game on just about every night on the network of stations somewhere, whether it be on our radio or what have you. There's usually a good game on virtually every night. May not be a great game, it'll be at least a good game.
Well, let's move on here. We talked of a little UNK, but all of the GPAC conference awards came out. We've told you about football. Tanner Paxton, first team all conference for Hastings College. Second team went to John Dostal, Trevor Bone, Tyler Mertens, Alex Gilden, and Kenny Anderson. Some other area athletes received first team all GPAC. Dylan Carmichael out of Loomis is playing at Doan. Russell Walton out of Franklin is playing at Nebraska Wesleyan. Aaron Roberg out of Morningside is playing at Grand Island. The All-Conference Soccer has come out. Jen Lerner of Hastings is the GPAC Defensive Player of the Year. Mark Jimenez is the Coach of the Year. Chris Crank is the Men's Coach of the Year. They continue to win conference, and the men have the Offensive and Defensive GPAC Players of the Year in Jordan Green and Brian Kudrin. They also take care of volleyball after having that perfect regular season. Kendra Schwein is the Player of the Year, and Matt Buttermore is the Coach of the Year. We'll be talking with Coach Buttermore later this week here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We had some great high school football action yesterday, but I still haven't got the sense of, did Lutheran High Northeast go for two because that's all they do and they can't kick it, or were they actually trying to win the football game last night? David City Aquinas, who many people had penciled in, cruising into the C2 finals. They beat the same team in the semifinals last night that they did last year, Lutheran High Northeast. Lutheran High is down by 8, 3 minutes to go. They convert a 4th-and-16 into a touchdown and get the 2-point conversion to send it to overtime. Then Aquinas, the defending champion, scores, kicks the extra point. Lutheran High scores, calls timeout, decides to go for two, gets stopped inside the one. We understand they were a half yard out of going to the state championship game. And kicking came into a part for a while in our Donovan Trumbull-Sutton game last night as well. Donovan Trumbull's conversions They didn't hit any, and Sutton was getting the two-pointers, and it it made a difference. It took it from a one-possession game to a two-possession game, a 10-point game.
Yeah, it changes what you call and how you play defense. It does dramatically change the game. The number of possessions is really kind of key. Also, too, you change your defense knowing that I can give up a field goal and we'd still be okay versus they've got to score a touchdown. It really comes into play. You change one game, and again, a game that comes to my mind immediately is the Central Kearney High game. You know, one bad snap and they miss the conversion there, then it just everything kind of snowballed on them from that point. It changed the game dramatically, and it's not a gimme. I saw Zuerlein missing, I think it was Zuerlein the other night, a professional kicker in the NFL missed an extra point. And so to think that a high school kid is always going to hit that is a bit of a stretch. My son's also a kicker, so I'm already trying to cover some bases there. But it's not a gimmick. But if you've got that kicker and you've consistently hit those extra points, that is a pretty good weapon to have. Because, again, you get a tight ball game down the stretch. You don't have to go for that touchdown. You can go for a 20, 25, 30-yard field goal and still feel like that's almost an extra point as well.
So Aquinas and Sutton have the Tuesday morning game at 10:15. And then Boone Central Newman Grove came back to beat Adams Central 21-14. Norfolk Catholic avenged their only loss by beating Pierce 34-14. Boone Central's only loss came to Norfolk Catholic 35-31 way early this year. I think it was their second game of the year. And I guess for general football fans, that is the matchup you want to see. Unfortunately, here in the Tri-Cities, we are hoping Adams Central or Kearney Catholic would be able to get out of the West. But if Boone Central can get out of the West, they're a heck of a football team.
It was really, I thought, a very stacked. We always talk about how much the East is and Northeastern Nebraska, how good football is there. But I really think Central Nebraska equated themselves very, very well. And if Kearney Catholic isn't as good as Adams Central, then Adams Central isn't as good as Boone Central. Boone Central must be a heck of a football team.
Well, all of the state championship games will be coming your way here on ESPN Radio 3 Monday and 3 Tuesday. It is also National Letter of Intent Signing Day, Fall Edition. And hopefully I remember to ask Sean Callahan about this a little bit later on, about possibly will they ever think about letting kids sign for football at this time? Because you're going to hear a lot about volleyball today, and then you're going to hear a lot about some of the other sports that are out there and letting kids at Division II and NAIA sign. Katie Higgins signed this morning and got a chance to go to that ceremony. We'll have it on the sports this afternoon. Her comments about signing to play volleyball at Notre Dame. She had committed to them before the season, and she said it just made things a lot easier. She was able to concentrate on her season, and she wanted to go to Notre Dame. And she goes, I didn't think that when this all started that this would be a possibility. So pretty cool. And so, of course, the one thing I did ask her is if they've got a Runza on campus.
If not, they might build one.
I heard there might be a shipping service
I'm certainly figuring it out. There'll be some sort of shuttle service that will be happening.
Also this afternoon, Kearney Catholic state champions will have Bailey Sokolowski sign with UNK. Michaela Mestel will sign with Wayne State. Again, a lot of people have been asking about that team. And I said, you know, Megan Anderson's going to play volleyball. Kaylin Brannigan's probably going to be a trackster. Some of those other girls are looking into some other things as well. So whoever you are, wherever you're at, best of luck. I've also been told Stuart Hercock over at Amherst is going to sign to go wrestle at Shadron today. So best of luck to all of those athletes on their endeavors. We need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth on the road here at Cunningham's Journal. We'll talk with Sean Callahan, and we want you to come down and talk with Sean for our Husker Lunch. 12 to 1 today. We'll do it after this timeout.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
Look, I'm all for modern conveniences. But ask yourself, do you really need a blender with 23 buttons just to chop an onion? At Geico, we think life should be simpler. So we make it super simple to save on car insurance. Just one click and you could be on your way to saving hundreds. Come on, people. Life doesn't have to be that complicated.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
Okay, your 5% cash back program is a total hole-in-one. You guys are putting on a clinic. What's the new category?
Yeah, we're hitting on all cylinders. And only Discover gives you 5% cash back everywhere you shop online. It's like a cash back grand slam.
Whoa, time out. 5% on online shopping?
Yep.
That's a game changer.
Bullseye. Everywhere you shop online.
That's right in my wheelhouse. Sign me up.
Only Discover gives you 5% cash back everywhere you shop online through December. Sign up for 5% at discover.com or call 1-800-DISCOVER. 5% cash back on up to $1,500 in purchases online.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney know health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunny skies develop across the area today as we head up to about 57 for a high. Winds out of the west-southwest, meanwhile, stay at 5 to 10. Tonight, we'll see skies turn partly to mostly cloudy with a low of 34. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 46.
Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Our weekly Husker Lunch here at Cunningham's Journal. And a few folks rolling in, some new faces, some faces that we see every week. And we're glad to have them in. Come on in, register for the 70-inch HD TV and Super Bowl party from Russell's Appliance in Cunningham's. And also, as we tell you, the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth got a chance to talk to Andy and the gang this week. They've got some new things coming out that we can't disclose quite yet because we don't want to burst the balloon, but it has more to do with you saving money, to giving you better offers, to continue their hassle-free pricing. And the thing I got when I was talking to Andy and Ryan is that they are so satisfied with everything that's going on, they want to make sure that they're not overlooking anything. They're going right back over what they're doing well and what the customers are happy with, and that is what is so great about Midway. They keep going back over and over things to make sure that, hey, all right, we sold you a car, we sold you a truck, now what do we do? Or how do we get you back? Or how do we get the friend or the family member that we that you recommended? How do we make sure we take care of them the same way we took care of you?
When you get really good, you start looking for perfection, and that's what they're aiming for.
Well, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, the place for you, South 2nd Avenue, Kearney. You can always check them out online at thinkmidway.com. Okay, once in a while, you just check the website to see what's going on. Who doesn't like Hope Solo? This guy, I like Hope Solo. I like Hope Solo. I like her edgy attitude. But then you pull this up and you go, I don't even know how to read this. It's joking and then it's not funny because there's a fourth degree assault here. On the morning before they were supposed to be married, U.S. women's soccer team goalkeeper Hope Solo and former NFL tight end Jeremy Stevens were involved in an altercation that left Stevens in jail and their wedding plans up in the air.
I would think that would probably get you to reevaluate your situation. And, you know, we looked it up, fourth degree assault. You know, it's easy to kind of push that off, think that that's not very serious, but it is intentionally doing physical harm. So that's it. Initially, we thought fourth degree might even just be a verbal altercation, but it's actually physical. So it's a serious deal.
According to the King County court records, the two applied for a marriage license Thursday. The couple, they've been in a relationship for 2 months.
It might be pushing the trigger a little bit, quick, but I don't know. I'm an old school, long engagement, long relationship kind of guy.
That's so. What she said.
Yeah, well, it's working out.
So far, so good. You've done well.
I will say this. I married better than my wife did. There's no doubt about that.
Just like the Callahan household. And Sean Callahan joins us here from Husker Online after watching Nebraska take care of business last week. And, Sean, welcome back, man. How's it going?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
I see you've got some cronies here with you.
Yeah, I got the family here from Kearney. My wife's family all stopped in and some friends. So good crowd here already.
Yeah, got the peeps, brought in the peeps.
Come on in, folks. Room for you, but it does fill up, so we want you to get a good seat here at Cunningham's Journal to listen to Sean and ask him questions talking about Husker football. Let's get right to this, Sean. I've printed it out. I've got it right here. It's in the paper today. It's online today. It's on all the websites. All of a sudden, Bo Pelini's name's popping up. But again, as I said at the top of the show, it's all this .com rumor mill stuff, which I know irritates the hell out of him.
Well, first of all, Arkansas hasn't let go of John L. Smith yet, so they're not actively out looking for a guy yet. I mean, they probably are going to be, but this is something that we've dealt with covering Bo at Nebraska for 5 years. I mean, whether it was the Miami job, last year the Penn State job, the Ohio State job, you can go on and on. LSU, when Les Miles nearly left to Michigan, Bo was rumored there. He's always had his name kind of out there mentioned for gigs since he's been at Nebraska, and personally, I don't put much stock into it, you know, but these teams can pay. I mean, that's the difference. Nebraska is paying Bo $3 million right now, around $3 million. And there's only a few teams that can pay that kind of money, and most of them are in the SEC. So when you talk about a Tennessee and Auburn and Arkansas, they are the type of teams that can pay more money than Nebraska is paying. But at this point, you know, you got to look at the big picture. Nebraska, the next 2 years, their schedule gets considerably easier. Where they only play really three tough games all next year. Michigan, Michigan State, they have an early game with UCLA. Other than that they don't have any, you know, tough games on that schedule. I mean, it's a really nice road for this team the next two seasons after this year. And I don't know, it's just way too early to be talking about this stuff, especially in the middle of a conference championship run.
Do you get a sense of his becoming a Nebraskan and the lifestyle in Lincoln?
I think he likes it. I just talked to someone close to Bo, and I know he likes it here now. I mean, there's moments where you're like, oh, Bo doesn't like it here. But I think slowly but surely this place has really grown on him, and he feels at home here. His family's happy here. And he's been here 5 years. He's never been anywhere longer than four. This is the longest he's ever been as a coach in his career. I think with his family really entrenched here, his son starts high school next year at Lincoln Pius. I think he kind of probably wants to be around here. But, you know, now money's a different story. If somebody from the SEC said, we'll give you $4 million, that might be a different story. But right now he's got a pretty good situation. If they win the Big Ten, you can bet he's going to get his contract renegotiated regardless.
Well, again, I always have to throw this out, and I would personally say this to Bo. $4 million in the SEC would be equal to $3.1 million in Lincoln, Nebraska. So it's more money, but the expenses, the lifestyle, all that. Is it money? Is it coaching?
I think you look at it from recruiting. It's probably the biggest standpoint. Easier to recruit because you have more players around you. Nebraska is the smallest population state in the entire BCS, but yet they expect you to create
miracles. Win national championships now.
When you have one in-state recruit in your class this year, you had one last year, but yet you're expected to beat USC, Texas, Florida, when you don't have near the in-state talent of players that are highly rated, recruited guys to work with just based on pure population. I think that's the biggest challenge of this job. And, I know even when Callahan was here, some of the assistants, like after they were here for a year or two, they looked at a couple guys and they go, how did Osborne do it? I mean, it's really hard to battle and recruit, especially with so many more teams relevant around the country than that were in the 90s. Let's face it, back then, USC, UCLA, Texas, and Oklahoma were not a factor. You could go down to those places and get a Lawrence Phillips out of LA. You could get a guy like Will Shields out of Oklahoma. You wouldn't be able to get those guys probably today just because of how much other teams have gotten better that weren't really a factor in the 90s.
This last summer, I actually got to see Bo away from football and kind of away from all that stuff, watching his son. My son and his son played at two different levels of the state baseball tournament, and he can kind of do that. I think if he went to Arkansas, might be a little bit more difficult. Do you think that how important is that family aspect to him in terms of making that decision?
Oh, I mean, he loves it here. I know it's family. I see him at church every week. He loves us being a normal guy in the community. I'll bump into him at Hy-Vee every once in a while doing the grocery shopping. I mean, I think there's a part of him that just enjoys being the normal guy, Bo. You know, he takes his kids to school in the morning every day and, you know, does things that you wouldn't expect a guy in his role to do. But he likes to, you know, go to a high school basketball game on a Friday night every once in a while and just do types of, you know, he goes to almost as many Husker basketball games as he can in January and February, because he likes to go out and watch basketball. I mean, I think deep to his core, he likes to just be a normal guy, but it's pretty hard to do when you have a job like his.
Yeah. John Callahan with us here at our Husker Lunch at Cunningham's Journal. Come on down and enjoy a great lunch and talk some Husker football with Sean on this Wednesday. Let's get to the football, Sean. It's fun having all these comebacks, but when does it start to play on these guys? What's the pluses? What's the minuses of what's went on here in the last month?
Well, I think the pluses are, you know, this team has learned a lot about itself. They've learned how to win. They've played clutch. They've made the clutch plays. And obviously the negative is it's not a very good habit to want to get into. And I think these next two games hopefully won't be games like that. You're going to be considerably better than Iowa and Minnesota. You should be able to win these two games without having to make double-digit comebacks. And, you know, the last really Nebraska has played the six best teams in the Big Ten, six consecutive games.
Yeah.
And you could argue that Minnesota and Iowa are maybe the seventh and the eighth best teams in the league right now. I know Iowa just lost to somebody, but Iowa has beaten Michigan State. They had beaten Minnesota. Even though they lost to Purdue and they lost to Indiana the last couple of weeks. But Iowa and Minnesota, I mean, they have played such a tough schedule. I mean, there hasn't been that marquee – Ohio State's a top-five team now, but there really hasn't been that marquee top-five, top-ten team on that schedule. But I think the consistency of the opponents they've played has been as tough of a stretch as I can ever remember. There hasn't been just that game where you're like, okay, we can take a breather. We're playing I'm trying to think in the Big 12 who was bad.
Kansas.
We're playing Kansas.
You Baylor know, before Robert Griffin.
We can just show up and win, even if we don't show up. These six games, there hasn't been one game like that. Every team has been pretty equal in terms of talent.
That being said, Minnesota comes in. They're already bowl eligible. I mean, so this is a team that's pretty – yeah, an uptick.
Yeah, they have a win over an FCS team. They're 4-0 in non-conference. That's how they got bowl eligible. They kind of did it the Bill Snyder way when Bill Snyder was at Kansas State.
You got to build them.
You got to schedule and get some quality non-conference games that you could win, and then win two conference games. And they've done that. They have a chance to maybe win seven. So they're much improved. But let's not kid ourselves. This is not a team that, you know, Nebraska should lose to. They should win this game at home on senior day. They're a 19-point favorite. A freshman quarterback starts for Minnesota. A lot of positives for Nebraska in this game.
Yeah, take us through that. They've had some injuries, if I've scouted, and it's been minimal on only this Wednesday morning. The center position, they've got the quarterback. They've had to go through three of them. What are they doing with Marquise now after he got hurt earlier in the year?
Well, Gray's been mainly used as a wide receiver. He played wide receiver before that, you know, when they had when the old coach Brewster was there. And he's only really played quarterback for like one season at Minnesota. So he's mainly been a receiver throughout his career. But this freshman guy has done well. They run a spread. It's their defense, guys, that's been improved. Minnesota has a very fast, athletic defense. And that's why I think that's why they've been able to show some improvement is the play of that defense. I don't think their offense is going to really scare you in terms of playmakers and scheme and talent. It's what they've done on defense.
With their speed, do you think Nebraska tries to establish a running game a little bit more and kind of pound at them? Or there's speed, but then you still got to cover some of these guys.
It just depends how Minnesota plays them. If Minnesota's going to run seven and eight or eight in the box, they'll throw. But if they're going to put two safeties back there, Nebraska will run. I think Tim Beck tries to feel it out every week to see if the opponent's going to commit 8 men to the run or if they're going to only commit seven. And when it's seven, that's when you try to run it more. And when it's eight, that's when you try to throw it more. And, you know, once you can really loosen them up, that's when the play action stuff, Ben Cotton or Kenny Bell, can really open up.
Beginning of the year, if someone would have said to Sean Callahan that Nebraska is going to have the second best pass defense in the nation, you would have said what?
I would have said that's hard to do. I mean, but I think a lot of it is the league. You know, this is not the Big 12 anymore. Teams aren't throwing it 60 times a game on Nebraska.
Right.
Teams are really only throwing the ball about 25 times a game on Nebraska. So I think the climate of the Big 10 and the league itself just naturally has more teams that try to run the ball, whether it's with the quarterback or zone read or whatever. And you don't see near as many teams that can throw even 40 times a game just because the weather is so unpredictable in the Big Ten region.
Finally, Sean, you've been watching a little bit of the high school football playoffs. Has anybody stuck out to you that will be coming up on the radar?
Player-wise?
Yeah.
Well, Calvin Strong, Omaha North, he's the running back, 1,750 yards on 199 carries as a sophomore.
Mm.
And he went for over 100 on Miller North earlier this year. He ran for 100 on Lincoln Southwest, ran for over 235 on Creighton Prep in the semis. This kid's the real deal. He's got 2 years left. That's a guy that, you know, I'll be excited to watch on Monday night in that Class A game. You know, Class B, you'll have Norris and Gross, my alma mater, Gross High, playing in that game. But Norris's quarterback, Jackson Reitz, is that Husker baseball recruit that will probably get drafted out of high school. I just want to see him as a athlete. You know, he's played for Team USA 16 and under in baseball, and he's a competitor. He started varsity basketball at Norris as a freshman, varsity football as a freshman. He's a junior now. I mean, he's a gamer, and I think he'll be fun to watch. They run the Maryland eye with him, so he'll do a little bit of running and some throwing. They have another baseball commit on that team, Byron Hood, the Husker baseball pitcher. So Norris Gross, that's a pretty even matchup. I'll be curious how that one comes out.
Letter of intent day for other sports besides football, but it gets us thinking a little bit about recruiting. Any big news kind of coming on the recruiting front in the last few days?
You know, Terrell Dixon is going to probably visit Nebraska. He was originally a commit early on, over a year ago, a four-star DB out of Louisiana, and decommitted when Corey Raymond left. Never, ever visited Lincoln. Well, this weekend, I think Nebraska's going to get him up here for a visit, and they have a good chance, I think, maybe to win him back. You know, after losing him and making it look like he was long gone, he may end up coming back and joining this class.
All right, Sean, we'll let you go. We'll do the Cunningham's Husker lunch here and talk a little Husker football with the gang here.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys.
All right,
thanks,
we'll see you in Lincoln. That is Sean Callahan, Husker Online. Every Wednesday, we talk Husker football. Well, we talk it every day, but, of course, every Wednesday here on our Husker lunch. Come on in, folks, for our Husker lunch. Enjoy a great lunch. Talk football with Sean Callahan, and we'll wrap things up on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Fall is here, and for guys, that means one thing, football. Each week, nearly 12 million men settle into their favorite recliner to cheer on their favorite team. For men over 30, the inactivity creates lost muscle tone, reduced sex drive, and excess belly fat. This year, don't get sacked by the football season. Change your game plan with the help of Complete Nutrition's strongest, most potent youth energy and weight loss enhancer, the Charger Pack. With its new testosterone-infused formula, the Charger Pack delivers men over 30 the fastest, most undeniable results possible. Regain your muscle, recharge your libido, and sack stubborn belly fat with the Charger Pack, available exclusively from Complete Nutrition.
If you experience excessive weight loss in your first 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
Come on.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. I want to tell you about some exciting menu changes starting this month, from gourmet burgers and 8 flavors of real New York-style buffalo wings to prime Nebraska beef and barbecue brisket smoked in-house. I also want to remind you we have the perfect spot for private dining. So whether it's Tommy's birthday party, Sally's going away party, your company Christmas party, or you just want to bring the gang from work down for a drink.
Come on in, let the games begin.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-814-2162. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-814-2162. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-814-2162. That's 1-800-814-2162.
The Chicken Coop doesn't mess around. Every Wednesday from 5 to 10, burger and fries for $5. Now that's any burger off the menu. That's any burger you want. 7-ounce ground chuck burger, cheeseburger, mushroom burger, bacon burger, even the Totally Jack burger. And tonight, it's just $5. If you've had their burgers, you know this is a great deal. If you haven't, don't miss this deal. Every Wednesday from 5 to 10 p.m., burger and fries for $5. The Chicken Coop. They don't mess around. Downtown Kearney and downtown Grand Island.
The annual Gateway Farm Expo, November 14th and 15th at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds, showcases hundreds of exhibitors that will help your ag business succeed. While you browse, enjoy free lunches and entertainment. The Gateway Farm Expo, sponsored by Farm and Ranch Network, Mid-States Irrigation, and Town and Country Bank. The 2012 Gateway Farm Expo in Kearney, coordinated by Kappa Co-op, November 14th and 15th.
It's the Gateway Farm Expo!
Duck and Daddy Show, wrapping things up here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We're just about ready to turn it over to Sean Callahan here at Cunningham's Journal. So there's still time for you to come in. Maybe you don't get lunch right at 12 noon. That's okay. Slide in at 12:15.
We don't get lunch right at 12 noon anyway.
We'll be here till 1 o'clock with Sean Callahan. Randy, I know we've overlooked something. Anything to touch on before we get out of here?
I love this time of year, that transition from one season to the other. Kind of going to mourn the loss of the high school football once it all wraps up next week, but it wraps up the way it ought to. With a state championship, that's always a fun time. Looking forward to that. And now basketball season's rolling around. And God, it got here quick.
Well,
every year it gets quicker and quicker. I must be getting older and older.
Well, we're not here to jinx anything, but we do want to tell the folks that we will be heading to Indianapolis for Big Ten Championship Week. And so we'll get that by you, and we'll have that coming up. That's just a couple of weeks away.
Yeah, and again, they got the game this week, and in less than a week after that, they play Iowa the day after on Black Friday, and it's all done. And again, boy, theoretically, they could lose one of these two games. They're not going to lose either one of them. Right now, Nebraska's kind of on a roll. And by the way, I'm trying to figure out how to trademark Nebraska's Cardiac Kids. I think there's a way. There's a marketing opportunity there I'm missing, I'm sure.
Well, I'll tell you what. We just got a couple of emails in for Sean, and I apologize. We'll take care of that here at the Husker Lunch about Kelly and John. Apologize for not getting to that right away. One other thing before we get out of here, because I like golf, there are some guys with Nebraska ties that are in Q school right now, the second stage, trying to get their card, and that includes John Hurley, Brady Schnell, Judd Cornell, Scott Kucheski, Brandon Crick, Steve Friesen, all this week in Texas and California trying to earn their PGA Tour card. But with that, let's get on out of here, Jeffrey, producer Jeffrey. Tomorrow on the program, we're going to continue the on-field preview of Nebraska-Minnesota when we talk with Derek Rackley, Big Ten Network analyst. We'll also answer for all your fantasy football questions with Luke Cooper of RotoWire, so email or Facebook those to us at any time. We also want to make sure that you join us later on in the week. We'll talk to Coach Matt Buttermore from Hastings College. They're getting ready for the Volleyball Nationals and a whole lot more tomorrow. Spencer Schubert joins me as co-host. Randy Bushcutter, thanks again.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Doug. I
want to thank the folks that joined us today. Sean Callahan, Husker Online, and UNK Women's Basketball Coach Kevin Chaney. Their home opener is tonight. Also, Tri-City Storm Hockey, home tonight against Dubuque, 7:05 on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. This is Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us from our Husker Lunch here at Cunningham's.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.